You know, at Christmas time, it's such a wonderful time of fun and fellowship and celebration, happiness and joy. For some people, it's a time of struggle, of depression, or all kinds of reasons of life hitting us. And almost everyone at one time or another experiences a period of sadness. Most people get over it with a little time, but for some people, the sadness continues. Godly men like Martin Luther and Charles Spurgeon, even Abraham Lincoln, all struggle with depression. That's our topic today as we continue the series Men and Emotions on the Repurposed Man podcast. Welcome back. You know, as men, we like to think of ourselves as strong and in control of our emotions. When we feel sad or hopeless or even despair, we might have a tendency to cover up or just even to deny our feelings. Depression affects many of us at some point, but the thing is, we don't have to go it alone. We don't have to just tough it out. Depression is no respecter of age or background, social status, or even faith. It can affect us all. Every one of us can be affected by depression. And there isn't one singular cause. It can be a result of life events, of personal factors, changes in brain chemistry. But now, ultimately, we know that depression has its roots in Adam's sin, and that we are fallen. But those of us who are Christ followers have the Spirit of God living within us. Now, that doesn't mean that we're excused from it or we're exempt from it. Depression can change how we function, how we think, how we feel in our daily lives. It can get in the way of our jobs, relationships, sleep, our general health, just about every part of our being. Not to mention the impact that it has on those around us. So what does depression look like? Let me give you a few signs. You may have a growing distrust of God. Feelings of helplessness or hopelessness. You're more irritable, agitated, short-tempered, even aggressive, more aggressive than usual. You might have started self-medicating. Your sleep and your appetite have changed. Concentration and productivity isn't where you want it to be. It isn't where it should be. Maybe you're in a sustained funk of negativity. And life just doesn't feel normal. It feels overwhelming. But there are also some things that make us more susceptible or vulnerable to depression. A lack of community or social support. We're not used to handling stress well. By nature, we don't handle stress well. Maybe we have a history of substance abuse. And maybe even unfinished business from your past. Maybe things from your childhood that you need to deal with. And you know, we're in good company. If we read the Bible, there are examples of depression. When we read Numbers chapter 11, we see Moses and we read about his depression. We read about David in the Psalms. In 2 Samuel 12, at the loss of his sons, we see that in David. In 1 Kings chapter 19, we read about Elijah. And even in Jonah, we read that in chapter 4. Thankfully, though, as desperate as everything may look, there are real reasons for hope. God loves you, and He wants to fill your heart with so much. Next week, we're going to talk about what we can do to deal with depression. So until then, be sure and share this with your friends, and I'd really appreciate it if you would rate the podcast. I'm Bob Dyer, and this has been the Repurposed Man podcast.